Well, good morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. And no matter what the time of day or where you're located, you are with me, Laura Padgett, and this is my podcast, Living What You're Giving. Well, hi, friends. Welcome back in to my podcast. I want to thank you very much for being here with me today to help me launch my pilot podcast episode of Living What You're Given. You know, when I decided to do a podcast a few months ago, one of the hardest things for me was to dismiss the messages I had put into my brain saying, I cannot do this, I cannot learn the technology, I cannot understand how to produce, edit, or promote a podcast. And not only that, I knew that if I was going to do it, I'd have to do something that was even harder for me, might be for you too, and that's reach out and ask for some help. But because I have a very encouraging husband and a tech-savvy son, as well as a daughter-in-law who's very tech-savvy, I was able to figure out some of the basics about it. And as I'm figuring it out, I also needed to have support of a podcast community so I could hear what others had done, what had worked for them, what hadn't. Another way of reaching out. And so today we have a pilot episode of my podcast, Living What You're Given. And I also do not want to forget to mention my beautiful launch team that is a team of several members that have been praying for me and encouraging me. And even some of them will be guests on this show from time to time. So it does take a lot of help to get things going in a situation like this, but what it mostly takes is being willing to reach out, ask for help, and dismiss the false messages that we can't do things. One of those people I very definitely want to mention with great gratitude is Eric Nevins, who was my podcast coach actually over the last year, and a gentleman who really helped me identify and walk into some of my fears around doing this. Coaches are important, friends. We need them. Thank you, Eric. One of the hardest things for me in deciding to enter into a new adventure of the podcasting world was to dismantle the messages I'd been given about not being able to do new things. We all carry them, I suppose. But as we get older, there is this one saying, well, you really might not want to do that at your age. Now, I was not aware that that was so ingrained in me at my age. I was not aware of that because, as many of you know, I've been a dancer, I've been a speaker, I'm an author, and I never let my age bother me or keep me from doing things I wanted to do. For some reason, with the big 7-0 looming over me, I began to embrace, well, probably not at my age. But I also was surrounded by people who said, no, you cannot let that deter you from sharing the gifts God has given you. But what it took, in addition to all the encouragement and inspiration I had around me, was to maybe just sort of get out of that mindset. And that, my friends, is why I have purposefully chosen the song that opened this show, and it will open it for several weeks. It's called Stepping Out of the Boat. It is by a good friend of mine named Stephen Ray Watts, who is a jazz musician and a worship arts leader. Stephen belongs to a band called Dotsero, and I'm going to put their information in my show notes each week. So if you want to check out more of their music, I want to encourage you to do that. But I picked that song because that's what it took for me to step out of the boat after releasing some of the messages that were harmful and hindering my progress, walk in faith toward what I believe God had called me to do, which was to share my stories and share the stories of other people in a podcast. So here we are. That's what we're doing. This is my pilot, and you can hear my podcasts on any particular streaming device that you want through platforms where you receive your other podcasts. And you can also check it out on my website, lauralpaget.com, under the podcast tab. That's also where you'll find show notes, by the way. I'm excited to start my podcast series this year, my 70th year, by talking about some of those messages that we receive about aging, by talking about some of the beauties, the blessings, the perils, some of the things that we really have been taught about aging and the aging process. I'm not really sure that every message is for every person. That's just unreasonable. But I suspect that if you're not dealing with some of the pieces of aging, if you're not embracing some of the beauties of becoming an older person, then I am hoping that you will share it with somebody you know who will. And let me tell you something, friends. If you are not yet at an age where some of these things are going to be relevant to you, you will be. Because whether or not we like to admit it, every day we take a breath, we are aging. And it is a process of growth. It is a process of beauty. It is a process of challenge. And my guests that I have lined up for the next several weeks are going to help us to see some of the truths around that. As I said, the beauty, the blessings, the myths, the truths, the challenges. And those are things, friends, that unless you're sitting down to eat lunch with the Lord, you're going to face at some point. So, no matter where you are, no matter what age or what stage you are seeing yourself in right now, I want to invite you into a journey of maybe listening to some people who, just like me, had to finally say, you know what? I'm going to be stepping out of the boat so that I can continue to be living what I'm given. And that is what I'm hoping for you, friends, that you'll find some inspiration and encouragement to keep living what you're given. I'm Laura Paget. I'm just tickled you were here with me today. And I'd be very excited and honored if you would join me again next week. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.